As we continue, Bugs in the Morning, second half of the show, and we got folks from North Platte Public Schools in with us, and we welcome in Dr. Damon McDonald, Associate Superintendent and Director of Finance. How are you doing today, Damon?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Appreciate being here again, and it's always good to see you.
And we have Board of Education Vice President Angela Blasey. How you doing, Angela?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Nailed the name because I made sure I was going to get it right there, too. And as always, we have our trustee director of communications, Brandon Peterson.
Morning.
Welcome in, Brandon.
Thanks.
So, of course, we've been following this, I guess we'll call it the superintendent saga with Dr. Rhodes. It just comes down to him deciding to retire, basically, in the middle of the year, and a decision that was kind of unexpected. You didn't know it. You didn't really have a big heads up on it. But this all started middle of last month when he handed a resignation letter and sent it out to Emily Garrick, your board president, right?
Yeah.
These are things that boards have to deal with, unfortunately. I mean, it seems from what I read that he's well-respected, well-liked. There wasn't any coup afoot or anything to push him out or make life miserable for him to get him to go out. It was just of his own accord, just decided now's the time, right?
Yeah, we were disappointed to get it when we did and then disappointed again to have a retirement for the end of this month, but we move on. We need to do what's best for the kids and the staff that we have. So last night we are going to go into talks with Dr. McDonald here and have him finish out our year. So
Damon, you will be the interim superintendent then?
Well, I will be the acting superintendent for the remaining months through June 30th.
Okay.
That was what the board had approved last night. And we'll be visiting with President Garrick here this week in regards to what that looks like and continue to move that process forward. So I appreciate the board's support right now and based on my past experiences and my current experiences with the district. And so I look forward to that and excited about that.
So Doctor, again, for people that I guess weren't up on this, Dr. Rhodes, when he first submitted his resignation, he was going to finish out his term through June 30th, but then decided, like within the last week, to move that timetable up, and now his last day will be the 27th of this month, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you as a board have to decide, okay, you've got to have you got to name a somebody to finish out his term, basically, and that somebody's Damon. So talk about your additional roles. Is that something that's just going to be fleshed out here in the next few days then and talk over with the board, and they'll let you know what they expect, and you'll add that to your already plateful
right.
duties?
Yeah, correct. So, we'll take a look at a combination of both roles for the next few months, and again, excited about that. I think that Dr. Rhodes just believes that the district's in really good shape. I think it's going to be a very smooth transition. You know, we have a lot of processes in place. We have good leadership at the cabinet and our ADCO teams within our buildings, and those are things that will continue need to continue. We have good momentum with our students and staff right now, and so I think we're going to rally around that and finish the year strong.
Yeah, and your role as associate superintendent, I'm sure you were aware of kind of the extra things that he was doing that you didn't have to worry about too. So I'm sure that gives you basically the knowledge you need going into it. It's not like you're being shown a bunch of stuff that you have no idea about. You know what's going on, right?
Right, yeah. And I appreciated the collaboration at the cabinet level. That team effort that we have there, we understand and we know, we're able to share all of our perspectives in regards to the current process within our strategic plan moving forward. And so that's what makes the transition an easy one and a smooth one.
Good. Other things from the meeting you dealt with, a lot of policies. Of course, you go through these throughout the year and pick a different set of numbers. And right now it's the 5,000 policies that you're dealing with. And Angela, you said you basically got through those pretty good. And you're just looking at clarification or updated language.
Yeah, we just changed some wording in there where it might have said, I know in our kindergarten readiness one, it was they may have to pay for additional testing, and it's actually they do. They always have had to pay for it, so we just put it where you will. So just a word change, just making sure that it is very clear in all of them. So
some of those 5,000s, lockers, student internet and computer access, you've got fundraising activities, work permits, student government, bulletin boards, school-sponsored publications, safe pupil transportation. These are things that usually most people, you know, that have kids attending to school don't concern themselves with. But you got to have policies.
We have to have policies
for every aspect, so that if it is contested or something, you can show them this is our policy and this is the reason we do it this way. If there's a dispute or something needs to be clarified, right?
Yeah, and we're in an ever-changing world, so we need to make sure that they are updated and
I imagine a lot of this too is this do you get a lot of questions about or have you had to create policies about record keeping? And this probably dovetails in with what I'm going to ask you about the Google Vault and that sort of thing too, with all the technology and the ability to store different information too. I imagine you have to kind of walk a fine line between what information you're keeping and make sure it doesn't infringe on, you know, basically rights of people to have their privacy too, right?
Yeah, and we just want to make sure that that is staying up to date too with all the new things that are out right now. You know, we have to make sure that we have our policies very black and white, and then we can work with things with handbooks and all that later.
So regarding before you reviewed the 5,000 policies, the electronic records access, Google Vault use, and policy 3023, were there any changes there that you want to point out?
We haven't made any changes. We're looking at other school districts and what they have in their policies. We just want to make sure that it's up to date and that there are records being kept when things are being looked at.
Okay. So you kind of reach out to other school districts. Are you trying to, size-wise, you try to pick ones that are similar to North Platte and their district size?
We've looked at all sorts right now because we're just trying to make sure that it fits our ever-growing district.
Yeah. Have you got any pushback? Are you getting pushback occasionally from people that are, you know, complaining about you've got too much information, or do you think most people aren't aware of the information that the school stores?
I think a lot of people aren't aware of it. Yeah. So we're just trying to make sure that we're being transparent and open. And so this has been in discussion for a while, and it will be for a while until we decide what exactly works best for North Platte.
Does the state control some of that too? Does the state board have different rules in that regard as far as storing information?
No, not necessarily. There are some rules and regulations in regards to that you have to have a policy about this, but there's some internal procedures that, you know, every school district needs to decide what is best for them. Okay. And so, you know, typically most policies are run by the school's legal counsel, and you know, they're able to address the needs and desires of the district and what they believe is best practice and what they believe is what they can cover from a liability standpoint.
That's what you pay the law firms for, right? You keep up on that, let us know if we need to change anything, right?
Exactly.
For sure. Going back to the superintendent thing, so you're going to take over and finish it out through June, Damon, right?
Correct.
And then has a search firm been hired?
So that's what we voted on last night, was hiring the Nebraska Association of School Board Association, so that we they'll come in, and then we'll look for an interim for next year.
For next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just want to make sure that it's open for anybody to be able to, you know, it was such a smooth transition to put Dr. McDonald in for the end of this year. we want things to be smooth for all of our
right.
employees. And so, but we want to make sure that we do that, you know, legally and open and transparent for the community. So if there uh-huh. is anybody that wants to apply for that, they can. They'll go through the NASB Association, and we just will work with her in the next month or two.
It's great that there's already association in place to do these yes. sort of things, right?
Yes, and they're so yeah. good to work with. We also yeah. renewed our membership with them last night, and a lot of the comments from board members were, you know, we come on and we're not educated in the school system and exactly what we're supposed to do as a school board. And right. so this NASB Association is so helpful for us. We have their numbers. We can call them mm-hmm. every day if we want. Hopefully we don't, but.
And they, if they get somebody that's interested in it, then they make you aware of a candidate then?
Yep,
and
they'll
then
bring all the candidates to us.
Give you the resume and mm-hmm. you can look at, see if they're a good fit.
Yeah, I think we've used them. This will be our third time using them for mm-hmm. an a superintendent.
Yeah. So again, so this would just be an interim situation since Dr. Rhodes' contract went through the 26-27 year?
Well, this will just be an interim because usually superintendents sign their contracts for the following year by January.
Okay.
So a lot of the people that are in the pool right now are more people who have been retired and they've been out for 6 months and maybe wanting to come back in January. Well, they'll just do a year, maybe two, and then move on. So we're going to okay. look for that interim, and then either that could become a permanent position or not.
So you're just looking at immediately filling for next mm-hmm. next year, basically. Yes. Does that mean you'd still be searching for a permanent one then?
Yeah, so okay. we had voted to use the NASB Association for both because okay. they're kind of all tied in together.
Okay.
And they can search them the whole time.
Can you hire one right away, though, that would be like a permanent? Or, you know, would sign a contract beyond next year? Or are you just looking for that
I
one
think
year?
Right now we're just looking for okay. next year.
Could the person you hire for just next year become a long-term?
Yes.
person to that's yeah. what I was getting at.
Could be, yes.
I'm trying to understand how this works, you know, because I'm not familiar with these type of situations.
Yeah, that would just be a whole new contract and all that.
Okay.
Fun things.
So it's kind of like you're on a one-year trial. If you do a really good job, we may ask you back and lengthen that contract, huh? Type of deal, huh? Interesting. Anything else out of your agenda items that you dealt with last night that you'd like to point out that you dealt with last night?
I think from just a financial standpoint, we sent some RFPs out for, we were at the end of our contract period with our current mm-hmm. auditing firm that we had been utilizing, and so we had sent some RFPs, got a couple back, and the board was able to look those proposals okay. over.
RFP, you're going to have
well,
to...
just you know, a response to proposals to be an external auditor for the district.
Oh, okay.
Last night they had two proposals in front of them, and the board was able to make a decision, and we're going to continue to work with our previous auditing firm of Dana F. Cole and Company, tried to contact them this morning get the proper documents signed, but we'll continue to work with them as our external auditor for the district the next 3 years.
Okay. Is that something you can make an agreement with an auditor for the length of time you choose on that? Or do you have to, every year, do you have to send out these proposals? Or
typically, it's depending on, you know, what that arrangement is. Typically, they can be annual. Sometimes it's 2 years. They usually yeah. don't extend beyond 3 years. You know, working with a particular company you know, with this particular okay. situation, it was for 3 years and we felt comfortable doing that. So,
okay.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting. I'm learning more each day and how these things work as well. Finance is good right now. You give a weekly or a monthly report on that and how everything's doing.
Yeah, our cash flow is as far as all of our funds are concerned is I think we're in a good place. We're roughly just under 5% under budget currently, so that's a good thing as we progress through the school year You know, we try to make our general fund solvent at the beginning of the year, moving into next year and the years to come, and how that all plays out financially. But so far, mm-hmm. we're in a good position moving forward the first 7, almost 8 months now.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you probably wake up with spreadsheets in your head a lot of times, huh?
Well, yeah, I do enjoy a good spreadsheet. So.
I can only imagine, for sure. All right, Brandon, you get the last word today.
All right. Well, about every month we have a student spotlight where mm-hmm. we get to showcase some of the great things that our kids are doing across the district.
Okay. Who's doing great things?
Well, Singing Across Nebraska students. We had Dr. Eshelman and Danessa Fleck suggested this as an idea. So we had some students from Lake, Jefferson, and Lincoln, and their teachers, Marta Nelson and Jeanette Kammerer. And they brought their kids in. And for Sing Across Nebraska, they are able to practice putting on a concert with students from across the state. And about, I think it was a couple weeks ago, they had their concert at North Platte High School. And so those students got to come and share with us about the process of that and mm-hmm. and kind of all the activities they do with that and all the hours they
So this
in.
Is a big elementary mm-hmm. Choir component.
And also, Madison Middle School.
And
also.
Middle school. Yep. Students all across the state, mm-hmm. basically, a select choir. Do they have to audition for it then?
So they did all that, and then when they were done, then we even got treated to a performance last night at the board meeting, too. So,
oh, really?
Shout out to those great kids.
They
I don't
a
remember the name
song
of the song.
Okay.
But they were...
It was cute.
It's on YouTube, so check out the board stream on our website.
And, oh, okay.
And they were very engaging and did a great job performing for us. And
that's what you need, a little song before you get into heavy business, right?
Well, and you know, we have that student spotlight at almost every board meeting now, and it is just... It's just probably the best part, you know, getting to see those kids, and that's why we're all here. We care
Absolutely.
About them. So getting to see them and things that really make them shine, hearing them all talk about a little portion of it was fun. They were saying how many hours they put in and how many Mondays and how exhausting it was, but how much fun it was. And it was just really good to hear them.
That's good to hear. What else you got for us,
And
Brandon?
Congratulations to Bulldogs of the Month, Kennedy Kreisman and Blake Tonkinson. And thanks to both of those great young adults for coming to our board meeting and introducing themselves to us. So.
Wonderful. Our guests this morning have been Associate Superintendent, Director of Finance, Dr. Damon McDonald, who's going to fill out Dr. Rhodes' term as well. So I guess we'll have to scratch out the associate there. You just be superintendent for the rest of the school year.
Yep.
Super Damon, I guess, will be your title, huh? Angela
Blaise. New name, Super Damon.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
yet to be determined, right?
That's
Angela
right.
Blaise, she's the Vice President of the North Platte Public Schools Board of Education, and Director of Communications, Brandon Peterson. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.